Blog Talk Radio.
Let's put some butter on the tortilla.
Yeah, let's do that. Hey, so nice to see everybody. Walk on in here with me, but watch out. I got a lot of stuff stacked over here in the corner.
Yeah.
Just
no
don't
problem.
Bump into it.
Sorry, Nick.
Look, guys, look, okay. I know you're trying your best,
here,
but...
I'll just move.
Oh, my God. You're small, but you pack a punch.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, whatever you do, don't knock down that
The following program is intended for
mature. Well, now you can have a seat. All right, just have a seat.
Discretion is advised.
Count it down with me.
Five.
That's the Lopez. No one in China.
And
Hi, friends. How are you?
Hola.
Oh, my God. Welcome into episode 77 of Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Addiction podcast and weekly program. Tonight, I have some very special guests. I'm going to start with my man, Gilbert. He's in the house. Goes by Ad Lib. Mr. Uribe. What up, buddy?
How's everybody doing out there?
Good, man. You play with Nosotros. You do some DJing. You make beats. And now you're playing with Bama No Name. Thanks for getting down with us. We're happy to have you, brother.
Thank you for having me, brother. Yeah. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Tonight, you're going to play some music over some beats, right?
Yeah.
Add a little flavor.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. Now, I have a really good friend of mine, too, and one of my inspirations. I have my friend and poet, extraordinaire, Miss Jessica Lopez, who just released a book, and you have to check it out. Jessica, how are you?
What's up? I'm doing really, really good. Thanks for having us today, Nick.
Such a pleasure. What's your book called again?
Oh, well, it's called The C-Bomb,
I'm
a.k.a.
Sorry.
Known as Cunt
I'm sorry.
Bomb.
Oh, my Cunt God.
Bomb.
That is such
the
a...
Cunt Bomb.
I'm scared
landed.
Of that word.
It's scary in all the good ways, though, Nick. All the good ways.
And now we have some great news because along with your book being released, you've also brought a friend with you tonight. It's some royalty, as a matter of fact. Who'd you bring with
her? Yeah, she's absolutely royal. This is my good friend, Princess McDowell.
Hello. Princess McDowell.
Yeah.
She is. She's really doing that right now.
She's a Dallas-based poet. I met her in Dallas this last summer. In fact, we were competing against each other. And there's no better way to friend a poet unless...
You beat them horribly.
So sweet. Oh, you're friends now.
Yeah, we're friends. We're family. Yay. We eat tortillas together.
We
write poetry. That's the way we hang.
We eat tortillas together.
Mm-hmm.
You know you've made it when you eat tortillas with your friends.
That's right.
That could be the name of the show. So tell us what being in New Mexico means to you as an artist in terms of being able to branch out of your normal set.
It means that people that have never met me before actually care enough to want to hear what I have to say.
Cool.
It's pretty huge all over.
I know you talked about your work being kind of like life and metaphors and wrapped in metaphor.
Yeah, basically just when I have the idea of something and I think that it could go towards my life, I think about it very, very, very hard and for a long time, and then a poem comes out and it's got that metaphor in it.
That is what art is. Well, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show. We will have some of your work. We're going to hear a poem or a piece or two from you and Jessica.
Yep.
In addition, I've got Gil with me. I'm your host, Nick Furious, engineer of this podcast. Once again, catch it every week right here Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time at ripsandraps.podomatic.com. Also, through there, you can subscribe through iTunes. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground. We've been getting a lot of hits. But I want to feature new artists. If you're from another market, hit me up on Facebook under Nick Fury or send me a message at ripsandrapsshow@gmail.com. And voice some interest, send me a radio drop, send me your bio, send me a song. I'm always happy to feature artists from different places. That's what the show's about. It's a little bit of improv, a little bit of hodgepodge, but so happy that the 77th episode, which is the year I was born, 77, will feature you awesome people.
Lucky numbers.
Yeah. Yep.
So, Gil, how was your gig last night there in Socorro?
It was good, man. It was a nice DJ gig out there.
Yeah.
For
the Monday nights, the what is it called? Tequila Monday.
Tequila.
Yeah, yeah, so, you know, consuming tequila. Needless to say, I did sleep late.
He slept late. Are you ready to play a little guitar on this? We're going to warm it up a little bit. Rips and Raps 077.
Yeah.
It's like it feels like Groundhog Day. It's like the second time we've done this. Second time. Call me Bill Murray. You can call me Dan Aykroyd. I'ma bust all your ghosts and put you in a place where you just held in the containment unit. I'm Egon Spangler. I'm eating from here to Munich. I'm bouncing around like a big ping pong ball. Episodes of different. Who's the boss, y'all? I'm Tony Danza. Rap stands a metaphor, a portrait. I paint a picture, different picture. With you. Oh, come on. I'm Georgia O'Keefe. Excuse me, did I creep? I'm just joking in my sleep. Got the dopest people on the set. Up in the podcast tonight. Don't forget to keep it down right. J-Lo, Jessica Lopez with a new book to come from. You gotta go and cop a copy. Go get a copy, I'm serious, and cop it. Yeah, go get your jalopy if you got it, but you gotta get it. We got the Princess McDowell in the place, and she gonna give you some words that just make you think. But my man Gilly Gill in the background filling it up. Yeah, he's filling it up. You like the way it's coming out. It's Rips and Raps, episode 77, and we like to clap. Go clap to the clap to the music, let's roll. I get down, spit round, smoking like a bowl. Come on, flow, yeah, flow Joe, flow rider. Flow it up, yo, Gil, tell him why. Don't come. Rips and Raps. The orchestra plays on. It's like Pinocchio and Geppetto, pulling the strings and making you move around. It's something like that, something similar. We all pawns in the game of life. We all pawns in the game of life. It's a chess game. People above us are using us as pawns. Do you understand? Do you understand what's coming up? Probably not. Nobody knows. Yeah, I got my man Ad-Lib on the guitar. Rips and Rap, yeah. Over the music. If you wanna do it. I'm Star Trek Enterprise, fluid. It's fluent, different facial anomalies. I'm the Borg, cyborg, torn up.
Let me tell you a little bit of something about being a brown girl, Nick. So, here you go, nothing for. What it's like for a brown girl without a lick of Spanish dancing the merengue or salsa or un pachanga on the tiny goose pimples of her conquered tongue. And when the sienna burned flush of the woman behind the ancient cash register at the local taqueria, face like a Moctezuma's lover, eyes like Xylonin, fertility goddess and eater of the good filth ass. ¿Quieres tus tacos de carne asada con cebolla y cilantro para aquí? Or para llevar. You answer.
We want freedom.
Get him out of the
with
way.
A jet.
Wait.
We want freedom.
Don't.
We want markets, do we?
We want freedom.
Come.
We want peace. We want freedom.
What it's like for a brown girl with big feet to stumble on into the lily white halls of academia and to write poems about red men with big fat hands, abortion, and how homemade menudo is a cure for a crudo. And when the professor with the broad dramatic cheekbones and wide set eyes, two blue marbles pushed into the dough-like face of her face says, without words and a glare the color of a gleaming bullet, of a gleaming bullet, of a gleaming bullet, you slam poets, you, with all your hip-hop and speaking in tongues, I hope you choke on all that alliteration. The envelope in the mail is addressed to Brown Girl. It reads, well, congratulations, Peneja. You just spent $45,000 in tuition to say, fuck you, establishment. Fuck you, institution. Fuck you some more and fuck me some more, because I'm going to write what I was born to do it. And I've got a big old attitude. I'm going to serve it on a plate like it's your quinceañera and this is your date. Thank you, Rips and Raps. I love being brown here. It's beautiful, but you know who loves being purple? The most royal, the most gorgeous, the most sinfully delicious Princess McDowell.
Love it. It feels so good. I am a forgotten footnote in the final dissertation on black identity. I've been researched with the gusto of third grade book report. I'm fed, cause like pop quizzes though, you may have skimmed your notes on my nature and habits and characteristics. You do not know how to approach me in the wild. I am an animal, endangered, not hunted, but shot on sight. Skin bare for my rarity. You marry with pride as if you design my stripes and patterns. A proper scientific name would undermine the fluidity of my being. Identification by definition is minuscule, minute, futile. I am black. I am a woman. I'm queer. I'm a cocktail swirled of masculine and feminine qualities. I'm encapsulated in one. I do not know how many are encapsulated in me. That is the fun part. I'm not a threat. Though you may have thrown confused protection with provocation, black women queer stop being one-dimensional at birth. We were never and are not single-celled organisms. When the world evolved to better support my kind, when it stopped eating its young and waited for the flavored taste of maturity, we emerged from the darkness and the light. We never hid. This chameleon blended in with our surroundings. We've been standing beside you the whole time. Not invisible, just readjust your eyes to the level of my revolution. The human experience is as limitless as the expanse of your understanding, so allow me to address some common misconceptions. We do not hunt or prey. We do not seek to intimidate. We do not envelop, then devour. We love, we courage, we open, we live.
Ooh, nice work. Now stay up here, though.
Yeah.
All right, so that was Princess McDowell. Give it up right there. We had some Jessica Lopez, beautiful stuff from you. And Gil, great work on the guitar, man, adding
very
some
nice
ambiance. Very
yeah,
well.
Yeah, very nice.
So, another Rips and Raps exclusive, featuring a band from Phoenix called the Hollow Point Vigils. This track is called Liar. Peep it out. It's very amazing music. Privileged to meet them with Band With No Name travel down there. Once again, Hollow Point Vigils. The song is Liar.
forever to know. Show me every word from the depths of a soul. Only matrimony we could set it in stone. Can't forget another love a secret in stone. But it's all over now. Broken our vows. Put hope in the door to discover my spouse. Went down on another man, dick in the mouth. Next thing you know, she was kicking me out. She listened to the queen of adultery. Believe everything, every scheme that she told me. Falls to a knee and proposes suitable plans. Slip a ring around the finger of a beautiful hand. Like sheep to the slaughter. Meet at the altar and offer your love and honor. Trust and honor. Give her anything that her heart desires. Baked inside my veins. You made a liar out of me. You made a liar out of me. My mind now makes me so no. You made a liar out of me.
Hakeem Bellamy, Hakeem Bellamy, Hakeem Bellamy, riffs and raps, you know you wanna, riffs and raps, you know you wanna,
you know you wanna, yeah. You know you wanna get your fix right here every Wednesday night. Or you can check it out anytime that you like. All you gotta do is find it on your browser. And you can get down, don't get defeated like Bowser. An Oompa Loompa from Koopa Land. That's right, Mario. Right, not Andretti, but I'm talking about Mario and Luigi. I got the squeegee, cause I'm all sweaty, and my rap style's confetti, and all sorts of pomp and circumstance when I make you dance. I'm rocking in my underpants in a weirdo stance, huh, that's what I do. Furious the rapper, man, bam, but no name the crew. Super Hugh, man, I got the hue messed up, so everybody understand that I'm ripping the cut, ripping the gut, and getting the flow. Music is something that's just a part of my soul, a part of my flow. That's the rips and the raps, that's why Furious comes back. Every week you attack with new guests and new personalities and new people in the cypher. We gon' do it, please. Man, pass me that mac and cheese. Big ups to my man, Bless Golden AD. Huh, you know I'm gonna do my thing every week. You gotta go down to Sister Bar on the 31st and you can take a peek, a sneak look at Elronius and the Tubers. Man with no name, Hakeem Bellamy will be there too. That's why it was appropriate for me to do the drop that I did. Big ups to him too, kids. Everybody knows he got mad flows and he's all professional. Huh, episode 77. This show is a bit about improvisation. We feel here at Riffs and Raps, it's important to just be yourself and sometimes not, you know, overdo it, you know, overdo the look of amazement. The look of amazement, I'm entangled in this estrangement. But I can't find my way out if I can just ride on the melody, ride on the beat. That's why we create this unique. Coming from the street, man, you know we got no beef. I got pork though, and I got products from fowl. I'm talking about chicken if you wanna go to McDonald's, huh? I'm talking about McDowell's, cause I'm coming to America and I'm coming to plow you, huh? Make a little something happen here. Voice is all scratchy, hear it from the rear, Furious is practicing day over, over, every day, over, over, every day. I'm writing tracks every way and trying to build. That's what we do, and people up in New Mexico know how to do what we do. Do. Pass me a Mountain Dew. What you do? Rips and Raps, episode 077. Every week it's a new adventure. Come on, you can join us. It's like Highway to Heaven or Reading Rainbow. That's right, or Perfect Strangers. You can call me Balky Bar Takamis. And when I'm on the mic, I got a stomach like a hippopotamus. When I thrust my sword into your veins, glandular, you bleed out. It's insane, it's inane. If you think that you can mess with the brains, come on everybody, man, we got it on lock. Got schemes, got plots, huh? You messing with my Game of Thrones, but my Game of Thrones got rocks. You're listening to episode 77 of Rips and Raps, featuring Adlib, Jessica Lopez, Princess McDowell, and of course, we got my boys from the Hollow Point Vigils in the mix. Stay tuned.
Let's all sing Pop Goes the Weasel. Okay, I like this song.
Popcorn's the way, though.
I had a Mr. Pibb. Mr. Pibb is a replica of Dr. Pepper, but it's a bullshit replica, because dude didn't even get his degree. Why'd you have to drop out and start making pop so soon? The commercial for Diet Dr. Pepper says it tastes just like regular Dr. Pepper. Well, then they fucked up. I went to a doctor. All he did was suck blood from my neck. Don't go see Dr. Acula. I want to hang a map of the world in my house. Then I'm going to put pins into all the locations that I've traveled to. But first I'm going to have to travel to the top two corners of the map so it won't fall down. People think I'm into sports just because I'm a man. I'm not into sports. I mean, I like Gatorade. That's about as far as it goes. And by the way, you don't have to be sweating and holding a basketball to enjoy a Gatorade. You can just be a thirsty dude. Gatorade forgets about this demographic. I'm thirsty for absolutely no reason. Other than the fact that liquid has not touched my lips for some time. Can I have a Gatorade too, or does that lightning bolt mean no? Yeah, I'm not into sports. If I had an athlete's foot, my first reaction would be, that's not my fucking foot. I don't want to have my face on the cover of a Wheaties box. I want to have my face on the cover of a Rice Krispies box. Snap, crackle, Mitch, and pop. Hey, how the fuck did he do that? Hey, in Hollywood, it's all who you know, and I know crackle. I saw on HBO they were advertising this boxing match. They said, it's a fight to the finish. That's a good place to end. Every McDonald's commercials end the same way, right? McDonald's commercials end like this. Prices and participation may vary. Now I want to open a McDonald's and not participate in anything. I want to be a stubborn McDonald's owner. I'll take cheeseburgers? Nope. We got spaghetti. And blankets. But we are not affiliated with that clown. He attracts too many children.
These monkeys, they was squirrel monkeys. A friend gave me two. You ever seen them, the squirrel monkeys? And he gave me one. I called it Friend, because the first time I opened the cage, he ran up my arm and stuck his dick in my ear. And it felt like a wet Q-tip right there. And there wasn't no action for him. He got mad. He just pissed all on my cheek. And I grabbed that motherfucker. I threw him up to the ceiling. He grabbed the chandelier. I'm like, ha, ha, ha.
Thought you had me, didn't you?
Did it one time. This guy was going to do a movie with me. And he came over to the house and said, can I open the cat? I said, no! And very funny, Rich. You won't be doing any films at Warner Brothers, that's for goddamn sure, buddy. You want to get this monkey's dick out of my ear? So I decided to get him some monkey pussy, you know. And I got him a beautiful little woman, you know, she was fine. I called her sister. And he did the same thing to her. He ran right in the cage, stuck his dick right in here. She said, freeze. First thing I gotta do is show you where the pussy at. And he got some monkey pussy, went crazy. Right, I mean, he would pick the cage lock at night, you know, and run out and stay 2 and 3 days. You know, you can hear him out in the trees, you know. Sometime real close. Finally, the third day, that motherfucker come in the house, come through the window, number. They died though, man. It really hurt me because I left him with a friend, you know, and he had a gas burner on the floor and it was off and they turned it on and the gas killed him. It was dead. Yeah, and it hurt me real bad, you know, because I loved him so much. I was in my backyard. I was crying. Shit, man, a monkey. Hope they go to monkey heaven. Because I love him. And a dog that lived next door was a German shepherd that used to eat up everything. This motherfucker jumped the fence and he came up to me and I felt something pushing my hand like that. And I looked down, he said, hey, Rich, what's the matter? I said, my monkeys are dead. They died. He said, what? Your monkeys are dead? You mean the ones that used to be in the trees? I said, damn. I was gonna eat them too. I said, life's a bitch, ain't it? One day you're here, the next day you're gone. Well, don't linger on it too long. You know, that shit can get to you. See, thank you. And he went away, he walked back to the fence, and he got ready to jump over. And he turned around and looked at me and said, you know I'm going to be chasing you again tomorrow.
Miss Princess, Miss McDowell here, tell us a little bit more about yourself. You are from Texas.
I am from Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas, and you are a working artist doing... slam poetry, poetry, what do you...
poetry.
Just a poet.
I just write. I don't like to be in that four-letter word.
Nice.
I don't like to be in four-letter words. So I don't do slam. I write for myself and I write for the people, so...
Beautiful. Now, where can people find you, your information? Do you have a website,
yes.
Email address? How can people get a hold of Princess McDowell?
You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/princesswrites. You can also follow me on Instagram at Soulful Poetic. You can find me online. My website is soulfulpoetic@blogspot.com. I got a YouTube channel that's Princess18WHIT. That's WIT 03. You can see some of my videos and live performances on that.
Beautiful. Now, you're going to be in the Albuquerque area performing live at Moss Poetry at Winnings, 7 to 9 p.m. this Wednesday.
I am.
And we'll be happy to share the stage with you as the superhumans. I'm very excited. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Too bad.
But big ups to everyone involved. This looks like a lot of fun. Is there a World of Women, a WOW issue thing going on at this event as well?
Well, not this one in particular, but I'm glad that you mentioned that because on February 28th, we are having a Women of the World Poetry fundraiser at Low Spirits, and we were very, 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 very lucky enough to have Band with No Name to get on the bill, so we're pumped about that.
Yes.
We're going to have a bunch of poets spitting some fiery shit on the microphone, so remember, that's February 28th at Low Spirits. Show starts at 9 o'clock, doors open. Spend your money for a good cause, drink some beer, listen to some poetry, and of course, Band with No Name.
Well, who else is going to be there? I know,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, who... like...
What else is going on that night? Is Reviva going to be there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've got Reviva, and they're doing an acoustic set because Christoph just came back after a two-year leave of absence. He was out about doing good things in this world. So we've got Gerald and, of course, the lovely Buddha.
Of course.
Who is also known as Buddha Funk. Buddha and Funk. She'll be filling in the flesh DJing that whole evening. So actually, it's quite the live bill, and it's going to be a really good time. And again, it's on February 28th.
Gotta love Buddha. Buddha Funk, DJ Buddha Funk will be joining the Superhumans this Wednesday at Moss Poetry. And in the future, we have another couple gigs going on. Maybe even another Tourette's Without Regrets coming up soon. A lot of great players involved in that. Anything else going on? What about you guys? You guys got anything? Any shows? Any shows?
Well, I'm going to have some tortillas for dinner tonight.
Right.
That's
shit, what we're talking about. Well, as episode 77 is here, I want to again thank my guests for being here. We're not quite done yet. We're going to have a little, let the ladies here create a little bit on their own, maybe with some silence, so you can hear exactly what they're doing. And then we're going to bring in some guitar and just totally fuck up your world and throw something new at you. That's how I think it's fun, right? Creating isn't always simple, right?
I like fucking up people's world.
Right, you have to shake it up sometimes, right?
I mean, you just grab it by the lapels and say, hey, fuck it up.
Let's do it. I mean, I think that's the beauty about art, and I think that's why we, in some ways, we do what we do, so we can shake people out of that kind of the doldrums or the normality of life.
Yeah, the mundanity of traffic jams and, dentist appointments.
Speaking of Dennis and the Menace appointments, I want to hear this dude groove on this track. Is there something to groove on this one? I know you do. I love Gil. He's dope. Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction Program, episode 77, with your host, Nick Furious. All right, so ladies, who'd like to go first on some... Well, that's dope, dude. I love that.
Nice.
Do you guys want some background, for your piece, or do you want to go silent?
That was cosmic.
That's totally dirty, though. Let's do one set. Let's get Princess McDowell back on the mic, featured with one of her poems that she's really proud of. Rips and Raps, Princess McDowell, right here. Check her out.
So they asked me what it's like to be gay in Texas. A tie-dye dot in the elementary school class picture the rainbow. After the snowfall in early winter, I tell them it's just like being a snowflake. A solid piece of cloud floating down to land on your hand and on your tongue. Nothing else tastes like snow. When it snows in Texas, it's not really snow. More like sleet with identity issues. The water hasn't firmed enough to say fuck you to your windshield at 45 miles per hour. The sun keeps melting out its backbone and the rest just falls. The kindergartners don't make construction paper snowflakes in the winter in Texas. Instead, they follow the symmetry of spaces inside themselves and call it weird. Fold into themselves because they know even at a young age you must stay in line with the lines that don't make you walk. Buck. Talk to you through the global woman smiles if you're different, but secretly want to recreate you with the college rule paper they never spoke of, the women. Want to make snow angels in your heart, deep enough to hide the desires and insecurities. You're not permanent past the water of their emotions. The newness of spring, the heat of summer, the fall of men who want to smash as many of us as possible between palm and disintegrate. Pack our remnants into weapons to throw at the brick walls on the cells while I fuck you in my section. Wearing my clothes, breathing my air. Loving my women like the first look of a freshly covered yard, still solid white, I've never heard these words. Can only feel their vibrations when I shop alone. With my handholds, PDA, set fire to your cold, but you still want to watch. It doesn't snow in Texas. What does stick? We can't wait to sully with our feet and our tracks through the blankets we lay in our lives because we forgot what security looks like. The snowflakes are rare. So few people have seen them. But they know they want to feel you on their tongue. Surely you want me on your tongue. That's how you'll do it, right? With your tongues? Texas heat will melt you to the core. Take your rights and call them values. We don't condone. We'll let you live peacefully if you stay in your zone. Go to the bars off Cedar Springs. If you want to feel at home, use non-gendered pronouns in conversations about love. But God still loves you, though you won't be going above. Everything's bigger in Texas.
even the bigots, their words are like snowplows, like sand spread over the highway to say the people who still drive like the snow know something they don't. Like one small slip and they'll lose control. Sexuality is not something you crash into. Though it is kind of like an avalanche. Somebody will see it coming, may just not be you in a snowflake. It's just ice crystals after falling through the Earth's atmosphere, heating and cooling, melting into unique shapes and patterns, no two alike. Kind of like being human. Kind of like being yourself. There is no secret to being. You just are, and you love showing the symmetry inside yourself. Remember floating through the sky big and fluffy and falling into a windshield like a big fuck you at 45 miles per hour. I can't tell you what it's like to be gay in Texas. It's just something you'll have to experience for yourself.
Yeah, nice. Woo! Yeah, Princess McDowell, Rips and Raps 077. All right, in the spirit of the moment, where are you going to read from your book?
I am going to read from my
the
book.
The Cunt
next.
Bomb?
That's absolutely correct.
Yay.
Yay.
Well, again, this is Jessica Lopez. Tell them about yourself and give them your email and,
of course,
your website, and then share with us a passage from your book.
Okay, well, first I want to just say, man, Princess, that is church. Amen.
Thank you.
Again, when I first met Princess at the Verse Converse Poetry Festival in Taos, I was blown away, and I had to hang out with her, and luckily for me, I became friends with her. Same with Nick Fury. I want to thank you for always creating safe spaces for creative expression. You're both my hero, and now Gil's going to be my new friend, too.
Yeah.
All right, Gil?
All right, badass, that's it.
Okay, so I'm going to read from Cunt Bomb. This poem is called Diana the Huntress. It is about a true living legend in Juarez, Mexico, a woman who is taking back what is rightfully hers. And you can find this book on swimmingwithelephantspublication.com. They say the number 4 bus enjoyed a certain reputation. Its tires swaggering down a hilly road pockmarked by sagebrush, loose in the axle like a man with too many beers under his belt. The fear exhaled from the women's nostrils fueled the trek. A hot mist moist with the tang of terror, bus windows fogged by morning vapor, opaque and roomy, long after the women had vacated their seats. I took a pistol and placed a bullet into the bus driver's temple. Easily, I deposited it there. The sun made a wistful track along the soot-covered sky, and the maquilas shut their metal doors against the day. El Paso glittered like a city of gold from the other side of the border. A muffled silence settled into all of our bones. At the arrival of the next dawn, I took a second bullet, silver as the single bead from the rosary my mother wore around her neck. Pregnant in the womb of the chamber, the bullet spat with quickfire and lodged into the second man's brain. Again, no pity, no sorrow-colored remorse, only the old number 4 tossed like a tin can. I walked away and did not run from the dead man, bloated and gray-faced, his back and arms laced with the scarred scratches of the women who had not got away. The newspapers jabbered like angry bees, and the AP wire was alive with the electricity of my name, Diana the Huntress, and I fear no moon, lady of wild creatures, La Cazadora, worshipped by the womanly workforce of Juarez. My sisters are frightened mares. Some might say I will perish in hell with the rest of them. The men, adept at removing women's faces, adept at removing their breasts like too soon petals, the milk of their skin, the floating flotsam peeled beneath the killer's knife. They like to leave behind bite marks on the buttocks. They like to leave behind dead babies cradled within eviscerated wombs, decomposed flesh resting inside decomposed flesh. And should I burn in the seventh layer, it is of no consequence to me. Place me in hell, and I will kill them all again. Should my skin peel from my bones, incinerated by the heat of the oldest sin, I will always think it worth it. Judge me, Creator, for I fear no moon, no man, no law, no lawlessness, no rampage. I only ever wanted to fashion birds with these hands. I only ever wanted soft righteousness, not a countryside riddled with the husks of dead, raped women. They were like wild mustangs, the dark-eyed girls,
cuckolded, shepherded to the slaughter, knees like young colts, necks bared in naked breasts, an offering to the swine, all of their holes raped, looted, and left to spoil. The assembly plants are swollen with the limbs of women. Don't you know? It was you who wrought me, wrenched me from my terrible anger, dug out from the shell of my sleep, my rebirth whispered upon the dying lips of women. One last jewel of blood dripped to the floor, reaping, sowing, beseeching vengeance. One fine, golden, and glorious day.
Yeah, give it up, Jessica Lopez. That is from her book, The Cunt Bomb. Just Cunt Bomb. Just straight Cunt Bomb. All right. I'm sorry, I don't like to say it too many times. I feel awkward. I'm going to have Gil throw us down a little groove. If he's down, we're going to all maybe just throw like a couple of lines in, you know, throw a little bit of yourself over some music, and let's see what we can create right now on Riffs and Raps, The Whistle and Diction Show. You're on episode 77 with your host and producer, Nick Furious. Gilbert, take it away, buddy. Yeah. Say hey, the music, it comes to Bill with the lyrics, and everybody, let's get on in, get on the bus, and let's ride on a magic carpet ride to another place and time. I wanna give it up for these ladies in the place, Princess McDowell, don't forget the Jennifer, Jessica, Jennifer Lopez. I fucked it up cause I'm totally high, but I know who she is and what she does. Fly. Nobody's flawless, so I'ma pass the microphone so y'all can get all lawless like Lucy and be a big old crazy Herculean type chick. What?
I rhyme blue with shoe. I can't tear my shoe when I'm blue. Ha! I'm a silly willy. I got lots of shit in my back pocket, willy dilly.
Oh, yeah.
Was that good?
That's pretty good.
I don't know. Princess, come get this flow.
That was awesome. Better than anything I did, Jennifer.
That's all right. If I was Jennifer Lopez, I'd have a shit ton of money and I'd hate myself.
Right. You're better than that. So much better than that.
So funky. I don't freeze though. I'm really bad at it. Hey, we're gonna stick a piece of a poem in there and you won't even know. I was born in a ray of sunshine that heated the canvas of a pooled goatskin and bounced out like a drum beat. It joined with other frequencies to create a melody strong enough to bury itself in the subconscious of three decades soon to be African slaves. Next, I cocoon myself to be born again in the throat of every melodic tune heard by black ears, and sing loud when the government tried to beat me down, sing loud when the government tried to keep me down, smiled when the white people re-sang my songs in the 50s and the 60s, cried when my brothers and sisters died to be reborn, and died when our people became too torn. You ask me why, come back so many times? Well, baby, I came to save a people. Nations and nations of rays of light, of lying dormant, looking for a frequency. The ones like back when you found comfort in a guitar. That's all.
Thanks for being a part of the energy and the flow. My man Adlib on the guitar. We gotta keep moving like how we starting the show. Sometimes the music and sometimes the lyrics, they don't have to match. Sometimes it's atmospheric. I got the emphasis for your emphasis, and you wanna break it on down like a homeostasis. Moving in a circular motion, we gotta keep moving here. This is our ocean, so take care of your planet and the people all around you, cause if they disappearing, what you got left? You got government in positions, and you don't even have anything that you can eat that hasn't been messed with. Biogenetics, genetically modified organisms like Jennifer Lopez's booty. Now I'm getting back and I'm making amendments and making a penance. Yeah. Once again, Hollow Point Vigils.
listen to it known. I know it's subtle language, I speak it like my own. I mumble and I groan, while staring at the stove. The ticking of the pilot light provides a perfect metronome to let you know the tempo, no need for instrumental. My hunger will crescendo, and if the acapella like a sample full of echoes, who bellows through the cellar, yelling help I've been neglecting. There's no food to be digested, I don't mean to seem so desperate, but how long has it been since the cabinets were replenished? Growling for retention as I'm scrounging for redemption, scavenging this kitchen, found the last of my provisions. Is it beef or is it chicken? Makes no difference, I'll delete it. Even if it's spoiled, dried in water from the faucet, turn the heat up on the coil, I'll still cook it if it's toxic. A wash pot never boils, mix the mystery ingredient, break the flesh from out the foil and consume food. It's a soil and green, scrape with everything, makes me out at 14. I wash my hands of blood and worldly circumstance, a platter bowl, a planter bowl, a toast to make our taste for the fans, a rigor mortis, molding boards, a corner to it, explore the more from the sources of nutrition, new dish up in the kitchen, switch on the television, it's well to watch with dinner, no telling what fixes, hell's minions will deliver, just a sliver off the other's back, enough to turn your liver black, and put you in a body bag, and set you up those smoke sacks. Kodak, Kodak, those memories say Kodak, show that pretty smile till you're composed enough to go back to that day job at the factory. Appetite for apathy, they stab you in the back so they can have a higher salary and cramming all your calories, stamps to feed your family, walking off your social life and devour all your sanity. You taste a lot like victory, breakfast, lunch and dinner seem a lot like ancient history. Your poverty loves misery, it's simple facts and symmetry. Harvest out of hardship, the diet of a Philistine means an artist will be scarred. Survival of the fittest, they put me on the hit list. A moral man's mortality makes morsels more delicious than sweet. Taste of soylent green, great with everything, makes me outfit for kings. In worldly circumstance, a platter bowl, a planet bowl, supposed to make our taste for dance, rigor mortis, morgan for the connoisseurs, explore the morgue for sources of nutrition. New dish up in the kitchen, 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 new dish up in the kitchen.
Miss Princess McDowell.
We are the history makers. The students in class itching for immortality written in ink and not blood. Scribbling notes in the margin of our textbooks because we are more than infographic fodder. More than footnotes to books you'll never read. My artistry is how you will know me and we will change the world. Wriggling our way out of this straitjacket society, Harry Houdini in our moves. We are not crazy, just impossible to believe with your own eyes, wide open space is what we need, blank like tape. White like identity, though you and what sky blue, then pitch black. We paint allegorical sound waves on these cave walls. Don't be afraid of your own shadow, it's not all there is, word. We write literally. lyrically, metaphorically, though they'll acknowledge the scholarly in my verse. Call us hood, call us subsect, call us nothing, which we like. Never accepted their labels and facts, been trying to scrape them off, just call us poet and make room on your shelf. We will sit, chapbook beside the classics, till our styles be on par with the rebels, the writers, the ones who exalt like a Joni Mitchell song, but you don't know what you got. We are more than slam, more than HBO death. We are old men playing chess in the park. Kids scribbling masterpieces in sidewalk chalk. We create the pieces of your life you will never forget. Unforgettable men and women that only make sense upon deeper introspection. See, best friends with a Kerouac. Me and my Ginsburg exchange Instagram likes. I marvel at the Hurstons, though I never touch Langston and Ellison and Richard Wright are my brothers. They want me slamming by their side. Keep loving Virginia Woolf and Emily D despite the tragic history. This generation of artists wearing their art on their sleeves because you closed up their galleries, digging tunnels for your music industries, screaming poetic truths off makeshift balconies, howling and roaring loudly, government obscenities. Why can't we beat poets like that? Hall of Renaissance, my writing workshop, because I don't hear our voice enough. Marcus Bloomsberg group in my coffee house. We speak revolution into mics and pens until people revolt against the shackles. Watch me gnaw at my wrist because it tastes like redemption. We cook and wait for them to come and eat. Taking what they gave and molded new lives from the remains artists. Living against the machine, more pebble than cog, bouncing between the pistons. Who will settle into the nook and cranny and redeem destruction? Who will find the weak spot? Could the giant at its knees slice Achilles, sharpen yourself on me? We are the history makers. Don't let them tell you enough. Don't let them backpack gold star praise you and forget who you are, your words. But we write textbooks to liberate minds, even as prisons derive your art. We'll wake the spirits free as a child, and they will dance and play, and we will live and create more beauty than we know what to do with. It will be the immortality you've been itching for. Albuquerque, how are you?
Accepted.
There you go. I got nothing but love. And I know who you are. You guys are awesome. You are listening to Rips and Raps episode, of course, 77. It's been so much fun having you all in the studio tonight. You guys are amazing ladies and people in general, just great artists.
Thank
success
you.
To you both, of course.
And
of course, we'll see you Wednesday night. Are you going to be there too?
Yes, performing? I'm actually competing.
Okay, you're
so
competing.
I'm a little nervous.
There's a slam happening too
yes,
that
there's
night.
There's a slam.
Okay.
We're going to have an open mic. We're going to have a slam. And of course, Superhumans is featuring and the lovely Princess McDowell. So please come out.
Yes.
She also has merchandise. So if you want to get her spoken word CD and her chapbook, she can make a deal. She can make a deal.
Yeah.
Okay?
But, yeah.
But bring your loose dollars,
yeah.
Okay? Because she's a traveling artist.
What's a few bucks? You know, I mean, a couple, five, six, seven, eight, 10 bucks, go to someone
sides.
Else. Yeah.
I'm cute.
She's really awesome. She's got she's a bright spot in a dark universe. So, you know, support those who are being themselves. Also want to thank Gilbert for being in the studio tonight, man.
Yeah.
Abdu.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Gilbert. You're so cute.
Now that you know what's up, you have to come back and do this again, man, because...
Yeah, sure. I would love to.
And actually, this beat right here is my boy Frosty Finn out of Finland, and I'm doing an EP. I just wrote a track for this last night, but I'd love to get you to play on this over this beat and add some pepper.
Yeah.
So we're going to add Gil on that track. Bama No Name's got a show this Saturday night, so come on down to Ned's. We'll also be Vinyl and Verses on Wednesday night, the 22nd of January, and that's Bert's Tiki Lounge. I could go on. We have a lot of shows this month. We're very privileged and excited to be moving forward for a brand new year. But it's all about making friends. So I want to hear what you people have all going on throughout your, you know, send me an email. Let me know when I can always plug a show.
No problem.
When I can plug an album, a new release.
Yeah.
A new, so.
Thank you. It's all about support. I really appreciate that. We really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Anyone else have anything specific that they just, like, have to add or really want to say while they're in this moment? Like, I want to send a shout out to, you know.
I want to throw a shout out to my boys in Nosotros.
Nosotros.
And my boys at Radio La Chusma.
Oh, see.
And my Liquid Cheese fam and my Dusty Low fam, just all the bands I play with. And
this guy's
and
a legend.
Shout out to BNN, Band With No Name. That's the new crew I'm going to be running with.
Yeah, you know
I
it.
I always have to be lending my services to new music.
You're a hired hand. You're like a gunslinger. I'm the gunslinger. That's my old rap name, but you're like a gunslinger.
Yeah.
You really are quite a soul.
That's why we're working together.
That's why we're doing it.
We're getting ready to kill Bill.
we're gonna do that shit. Check the show out every Wednesday night. We're doing great. We're pushing great numbers. A lot of new fans and people sharing the show. Ripsandraps.podomatic.com is the place to peep it, or go on your iTunes. I just can't thank enough. We have Princess McDowell in from Texas. Thank you.
No,
thank you.
Texas. No, you're too
kind.
All the way from Texas.
Stop. It's a long way, and that's like a fucking 12-journey to Fortnite by a drunk. I don't even try to sound all British. It's not working.
True.
And speaking of,
Lopez.
Lopez. We got... No, I was actually going to call you, just to spoon whatever, Mary Poppins. Jessica Poppins. We got Jessica Poppins in the house tonight. She'll be at the Slam on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'll be at the Slam on Wednesday. And I'd like to send out one more shout out to La Palabra. The word is woman. Check us out. Just Google us and you'll find us everywhere, because we are actually everywhere. And we're featuring Princess McDowell, Susie Q of Denver. We've got all kinds of lovely poets on there. So please, La Palabra, the word is a woman.
Can't deny it. Support everything. You're listening to Rips and Raps. This is 077. Keep it locked right here. Peace, y'all. And now, the 30-minute rap workout in 5 minutes or less. This week, brought to you in part by the letter L. Love! www.freesfx.co.uk, as well as www.grsite.com. Thanks.